the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Majority Democrats in the state legislature seemed determined to raise taxes from day one of the 2019 legislative session. They ended up hiking taxes by more than $800 million. Senate Republicans say it was completely unnecessary because the state is projected to bring in $860 million more than anticipated from the strong economy. When the new revenue projections were released, Senators John Braun, Mark Schessler, and Randy Becker had a message for lawmakers.
This is unprecedented in terms of the good fortune we've had, and I think we got to be very careful that we think about it carefully, that we spend it responsibly.
Instead of debating which taxes we're going to raise, why not have a debate about cutting some for a change?
The taxpayers of the state of Washington have done their darndest to support all of the programs and the things for people that are in need, but now some of those taxpayers are in need.
On tax day, Schessler and Braun continued to warn against unsustainable growth and spending.
I really think that some people believe that tax day is a national holiday. I prefer the 4th of July as my holiday.
To show up and say, hey, here are all the great things we can do for the people of the state of Washington. All we need to do is take some more money from them. And they don't understand that also has a consequence for average people.
It simply doesn't make sense that we need new and higher taxes to increase the rate of growth and spending in virtually every area.
Besides just the opposition to additional taxes, we have to understand that this level of growth is not sustainable. Eventually, we're going to get a downturn in the economy, and we're going to be faced with cutting services that we've added. So I think this is absolutely the wrong direction. We just need to be able to set priorities, make hard decisions on what are the right investments for our state, and make those investments without additional taxes.
Majority Democrats didn't listen. They passed all sorts of tax increases and costly environmental regulations to the dismay of Republicans like Schessler, Braun, and Doug Erickson, and Democrat Tim Sheldon, who all represent rural areas.
This is a start of massive tax increases this year, and it's a continuation of a war on rural Washington.
That's not right for our taxpayers, and that's not right for our state.
They keep coming back with more and more taxes on the oil industry, on refineries, on industry, thinking somehow they're targeting rich corporations. And in reality, all they're doing is impacting the working families of Washington State and driving up energy costs.
They're not going to meet us with cheering crowds when we return to our districts because they're very concerned about new taxes and the green agenda.
Majority Democrats also enacted a new payroll tax for long-term care.
This is a payroll tax for your lifetime of work. This is huge.
$1 billion a year payroll tax.
You keep hearing Senator John Braun. It's because he's the budget lead for Senate Republicans. He also helped craft a school funding fix a couple of years ago and is very concerned about the law passed by Majority Democrats that allows school districts to ask for larger property tax hikes. He spoke out against the levy lid lift time and time again during the session, and his frustration culminated during his final floor speech.
We spent years crafting the solution. Don't alter it before it's even begun. We're going to see tax reductions for local property tax around the state, and this proposes an enormous potential new tax for every property taxpayer in the state.
We're going to raise the lid 67% for most of Washington, but not in all of Washington, Mr. President. In Seattle, it'll go up to 64 cents to max the levy at $3,000 per student. The rest of the state, $2.50, Mr. President. That's not taking care of all of Washington. That's taking care of some of Washington. And we put no protections in this bill, Mr. President. There are no protections on the length of the school day. There are no requirements for a four-year balance budget. There's no protection for bargaining. We're putting more money out there to bargain, not for, you know, let's be candid, Mr. President. This is not going to go for counselors or nurses or all these extracurricular activities. It will be bargained away, Mr. President. The majority has a saying that I think captures their values, and I admire that saying. It's putting people first. I actually think that's a very good saying, but it implies, Mr. President, that you're putting all people first, not some people first. And make no mistake, Mr. President, this bill will lead to tax inequity, to funding inequity, and most important, or frankly, sad, Mr. President, educational inequity.
Higher spending, tax increases, and a return to an inequitable education system. That's what Senate Republicans fought against in the 2019 legislative session, but there wasn't much they can do to stop Taxapalooza 2019. Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.